Advent has begun, and what a joyous time it is. I'm going to kick off the 2020 Advent Challenge. I've already talked about it. Last year, it was to attend the traditional Latin Mass all four Sundays in Advent, and I think hundreds of people tried it, and they did it, and I think a lot of them are still attending the traditional Latin Mass. So this year, we upped it to three, maybe four. And of course, the first one is to attend the traditional Latin Mass for four Sundays in a row. I've said it takes a month to 6 months to get acclimated into the traditional Latin Mass. And I think Advent is a great time. It gets you that first month, four Sundays. And for a lot of families who, you know, maybe the wife or the husband or the kids said, hey, let's go to the Latin Mass. I don't know if I want to do that. Let's just do it for Advent. The next four Sundays, let's do it. So today was the first Sunday of Advent. So I hope a lot of you already started off and you went. If you missed it, no problem. Do the next three Sundays. The next challenge is to read the entire gospel according to St. John. And in order to help you, beginning either tonight or tomorrow, maybe I'll read chapter one. I'm going to read the entire Gospel of John. I'll just read chapters at a time. So, but of course, read it on your own if you want. I just thought maybe I'm going to need to do it, so I might as well turn on the mic. And if you want to listen to me read it instead of read it yourself, or listen to it as a family, you can do it that way as well. And then the third one is, I talked about in the history of the Catholic Church, going back into at least the 500s, there was a tradition of abstinence from meat on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Advent. And so the challenge is to not only keep meat abstinence on Fridays, but to introduce Monday or Wednesday. So I'm actually doing the weak sauce version. I'm going to do the Wednesday, Friday, but I've already seen some people are going to go the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I salute you. And one thing I would add here is to be gracious and to be kind. So if your grandmother or your wife makes an amazing meatloaf or something on a Wednesday night, don't be like, oh, I'm not eating meat on Advent. I'm all hardcore. Don't do that. I think the rule is on these non-obligatory abstinences, smile and eat it. So on a Friday, of course, our family doesn't eat meat, so it's a lot easier for us to do. We plan ahead and always work that. But as you introduce a Monday and a Wednesday, maybe not everybody's attuned to that. So, you know, just roll with the punches. It will be a bit of a challenge. And of course, you need to pray the rosary every day. If you don't pray the rosary, not on the team. And the challenge is to do 15 decades on Sunday, or maybe bump it up to 15 decades every single day. So you can see it all on the screen right here. That's it. Okay. Of course, I'm a layman. I have no authority over your soul. I can't bind or loose anything. This is just a challenge that I'm making for myself and for my friends, and for anyone who wants to do it. Take it or leave it. Take one, take two, take three, take none. But I do think in 2020, we've had a hard year in politics. We've had a hard year in the church. Let us turn to the Lord in penance and fasting. We need to step it up and do more. So that means getting into a community where we hear good sermons and reverent worship without liturgical abuse tends to be the traditional Latin Mass. That means reading the Word of God, the Gospels, the words of Jesus Christ. St. John's Gospel is a great place to start. It means fasting and abstinence. And then also it means praying the rosary. These are just basic Catholic norms. So let's get serious about it. So there it is. Look here on my channel. You can subscribe by hitting the subscribe button and hit the little bell. And Advent is, there's 21 chapters in John's Gospel. So Advent's longer than that. So I'll get a couple of days off. But I'll begin reading the Gospel of St. John. Maybe at the end, make some comments, or maybe just read it. I don't know yet. So look for that. I'll be reading St. John's Gospel, and I'll continue to make other videos as well. So thanks for watching. Pray that rosary every single day. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless, Godspeed, and happy Advent.